dimension. A dimension not only of sight and of sound, but also of mind. This is a dimension.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Now, radio.
Cause if I started pulling fingers, you would see mine. I don't wanna change.
Tired of talk? More music. More kinds of music. More often on WRCT.
I'll show you why. WRCT Pittsburgh.
CT Flashback.
I am living on Channel Z.
Getting up the static, getting up the static, static in my attic on Channel Z. Getting up the static, getting up the static.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Agency. Music.
Yeah. Take it all. You're listening to Jay Fairbairn from WRCT Pittsburgh. It's
2 o'clock. Been gone for weeks. If I'm undecided, you decide for me. Maybe I'll do anything that you wanna. I'll try anything that you wanna. I'll try. It's your own.
Surrender. Sorry. Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving.
Something
WRCT.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Company.